America is in the midst of poll fever. Seems like there's a new one almost every day asking voters about their preference in the presidential race. Pollsters at Georgia College in Milledgeville recently asked Georgians about the election, but they also inquired about a host of issues like education, the economy, casino gambling, and the death penalty. It's all in their annual Georgia State of the State poll, which was just released. Dr. Costa Spiro is chair of the Department of Government and Sociology at Georgia College. He oversees the poll, and he joins me from WRGC in Milledgeville. Dr. Spiro, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So you've been doing this poll now for 3 years, but I wonder, is there anything in this year's polls and the findings that stand out to you?
Well, the poll is, as you indicated, it's our third year, so we're starting to develop a bit of an opportunity to look at some data over a longer period of time. And our goal, actually, long-term, is to be able to track this over a much longer period of time, to look at longitudinal trends. I would say that the one issue that tends to come up is that the economy is obviously, and jobs, is in the forefront of the concerns of Georgians. I should note that this year, we've seen a decline, actually, that being the most important issue facing the state. Not to say that it's not certainly at the very top. And I think that probably reflects the fact that if you notice unemployment rate in Georgia dropped to 5.4%, I think the lowest since February of 2008, I think. The other issue that always comes up and quite strong is education. Georgians are concerned about education. So jobs and education tend to be the two issues. Education is also interesting because it's the one issue that we see consistency on the part of Georgians as it relates to funding or supporting education.
One thing that the poll does is it breaks out some of these issues by region, North Georgia, South Georgia, Metro Atlanta. You talked about the economy and people in South Georgia have a different view of the economic outlook versus folks in Metro Atlanta. What are some of the other regional variations that you've seen?
The central part, middle part of the state, as well as the southern part of the state, express concerns. Residents express concerns about education. As we know, there's been a depopulation as well as the strength of the Atlanta metro area, the business strength of the Atlanta metro area. So that tends to come up quite a bit. We do see a sense of consistency as it relates to education, even though middle and southern part also express greater concerns. I think the options in the Metro Atlanta area are greater. Economics, education tend to be two areas where we see a difference between the northern part and the southern part of the state.
Another thing that you asked about is raising the minimum wage, and nearly 65% of people in the survey say they support raising the wage to $12.50 an hour by the year 2020. Now, the number that's usually bounced around by advocates who want to raise the wage is $15 an hour. So I was curious why you went with $12.50 instead of $15.
A lot of times respondents may find the $15 to be way, way out there. So we just wanted to test and see whether $12.50 is something that gets support. And of course, it did get support in our poll. We may, as we look into the future next year, maybe move up to $15 to be consistent with some of the advocacy.
Another question that you ask, and it's a pretty interesting one, is which level of government do you trust the most? And you break out that answer by race. 54% of African Americans say they trust the federal government the most. 45.6% of Hispanics say they trust county government the most. Almost across the board, though, when you look at whites, support for the government is pretty low.
Another interesting question that I think plays off on that is actually which level of government do you think you get the greatest return as far as benefits are concerned from paying taxes? And I think in both of those questions, the one that you referenced and the one that I noted here, it's interesting that African Americans tend to look at the federal government. They're much more attuned to support from the federal government, where whites, while again, much lower level of interest in government or trust in government, they tend to look more into county government, certainly much less in terms of the federal government. That is actually consistent overall, given the fact that in many cases, when it comes to minority rights or advancing minority interests, the federal government plays a much greater role nationally than obviously state and local governments do.
You know, we hear a lot about the challenges that that the polling industry faces with people giving up landlines and only having cell phones. It can be hard to find a representative sample. Has that affected your work on this poll at all?
That's a very good question. Actually, when we first started out, we had a combination between landlines and cell phone lines. We actually became much more advanced, I guess one may say. We're much more attuned to screen and look at selected telephone numbers to eliminate, obviously, non-working numbers, disconnected numbers, business numbers. The purpose of all of this is to improve the efficiency of the sample and reduce the amount, obviously, of doing the interviews. I should note here for the total number of adults that we interviewed, and includes, again, both landline and cellular phones, we actually selected 63,000, almost 63,000 randomly selected telephone numbers.
Dr. Costa Spiro is chair of the Department of Government and Sociology at Georgia College in Milledgeville. He also oversees Georgia College's annual State of the State poll. Dr. Spiro, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Bradley.